degrees expected. It's currently 51 degrees now. KQEN News Time is 12:35.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is a new year. I allowed some space here for cheering. But as the new year starts, people often talk about health and fitness, or they look at the amount of weight they've gained, particularly during the holidays, and they kind of reevaluate their life. And so we thought we'd kind of do that today via Blue Zones. Juliet Plench is here from Blue Zones Project Umpqua. Thanks for coming in.
Hey, thanks for having me, Kyle.
So it's really, for a lot of people, even in a normal year, and we certainly did not come out of a normal year.
Right.
But even in a normal year, people really kind of mentally start over and reevaluate a lot of things. And
right.
I think even more that's probably going on this year.
Yeah, I hope so, right? We've had a lot of time for reflection. I would maybe put that in the positive bucket for maybe things that came out of this whole COVID-19 period. And yeah, as we transition into 2021, looking to see what we want to do differently, maybe how to recover from some of the sedentariness that we've experienced over the last few months, falling into some bad habits, now's our chance to really reflect on that and start to make some changes. And that's what we're here for.
So if somebody has just walked in from California or something and not familiar with, I say that because so many people are moving in right now, but that maybe isn't familiar with Blue Zones and its local connection, maybe kind of explain sort of the core and the background of Blue Zones.
Yeah, absolutely. So to those people, welcome. We have a community well-being initiative here called Blue Zones Project that started in 2017. Our community leaders came together and said, hey, we want to provide something really supportive to look at how to actually transform the overall well-being of this community, a very lofty goal. So we have a local team to provide some boots on the ground work, and we use research from National Geographic's Dan Buettner. He's a fellow that went around with his team of demographers, found places around the world where people are living the longest, healthiest lives. These places are called Blue Zones. They have the highest concentration of centenarians that are doing some really similar practices, even though they're located across the globe. We've kind of combined those practices into a distillation of what we call the Power Nine. And these are nine things that are, I think, somewhat intuitive, but also maybe a little new for us to be thinking about in how we can incorporate well-being into our lives right here in Roseburg. Of course, we're not a Blue Zones, but we are a Blue Zones project demonstration community. And what we're doing is we're taking those well-being practices, implementing them right here in our community, along with 50 other communities across North America that are doing the same thing, and seeing how we can see really incredible comprehensive well-being transformation.
So what are some of these nine things you mentioned?
Yeah, you can really break them down into a few categories. So we've got moving naturally, which is, you know, what you would expect. We've got to get movement throughout the day. We can't be sedentary all day. That's not serving us. Then there's really having a right outlook. So that kind of combines the idea of finding time throughout your day to downshift, relax in a healthy way, but then also having a positive outlook in terms of what your purpose is, living life on purpose, exploring what that is, living it every day. And then beyond that, there's that whole kind of dietary related, category, I guess we could call it. We call it eat wisely. So that's making sure you're not stuffing yourself at every meal, putting as much plants on your plate as you can, and then eating with friends and family. The last category is really all about connection, the importance of cultivating strong relationships and strong networks with your friends and family, people that are supporting you and making healthy choices, and even participating in faith-based communities if that's available to you, because we know that when people do that, they can actually add more healthy years to their life when they have that strong, positive community around them.
A lot of people hear about, okay, the food, yeah, okay, the exercise, but the socialization and the closer mm-hmm. relationships, that doesn't normally come up when you're talking health and fitness.
Right. I know. And that, I think, is the part that's a little new and different and so exciting, because yes, diet and exercise is important. Your diet fuels your body every day. That's your fuel. You got to put good stuff in. And then movement, again, that's just shown. The longest living people around the world are moving regularly. They move about every 60 seconds. They're not staying sedentary for very long. But that outlook is different, right? We're learning more about how isolation is impacting impacting us, how having less close friends is impacting us. So really making sure that we're investing and cultivating those friendships is so crucial. And you can actually add that to your health regimen, getting together with friends. Maybe that means virtually right now, but on a regular basis to make sure you're cultivating those long-term deep friendships.
And it seems like a lot of the folks from the mental health community, and we're going to explore this later in the week in depth, I've talked about this past year being a time of isolation. Suddenly you're working from home. Suddenly you're not having people over or very few people over. Right. Suddenly, it's like a treat when you actually see someone at the store that you know that just happened to be there at the same time. But for a lot of people, along with all the other stress of having a pandemic going on, has been this feeling alone.
Yeah, absolutely, Kyle. I think there's no real way to get around that with what we've been experiencing. It makes it just a little bit more challenging. But there's also been other things that have come about that provide opportunities for that connection. We just encourage people, whatever way you can do that in a safe environment, to pursue that, because realize that even if you're an introvert, they've shown that even introverts need to have that exposure to relationships as well. Whatever way you can do that with your neighbors, with your faith-based organization, If you're doing Zoom calls with your work, your colleagues, family Zooms, or whatever platform you like to use, that make sure you're scheduling those in, because it can really be detrimental to your well-being if you avoid those for very long.
So adding this into the mix along with some of the more typical things sounds like maybe sort of more holistically looking at the person, not just certain parts?
Yeah, I think so, Kyle. It's not compartmentalized like a lot of well-being and lifestyle programs tend to be. The other part about Blue Zones project is that it's not just putting the onus on the individual. We really have to make sure that our environments are conducive to making healthy choices. Blue Zones likes to say making the healthy choice the easy choice. And you can imagine the alternative to that: difficult to make healthy choices, inconvenient, expensive, sometimes even dangerous to make healthy choices. So really making sure that our environments, the places where we spend the most time, are supportive of every one of us at our schools, our work sites, our restaurants, grocery stores, faith-based organizations, that all of these places are working together and are on board to make the Umpqua Valley an even better place to live, work, learn, play, pray, all of those things that we do throughout our day, and that can either nudge us toward making healthy choices or just make it really difficult and inconvenient to do so.
So you've had the Blue Zones influence for 3 years in the community. What kinds of things, change is usually slow if it's going to be long term. What kind of changes have you begin to see?
Yeah, I am so proud of what our team and partners and community have been able to accomplish over the last 3 years. We've done so much, and I'd love to just share a little bit of what that is. We have a process where organizations can become Blue Zones project approved, and that means they've implemented a certain threshold of well-being best practices into their organizations. And we've had 34 organizations become Blue Zones project approved across work sites, restaurants, grocery stores, schools, and faith-based organizations, and then another 70 supporting organizations that partner us in furthering the initiative through their networks. We've had 78 teams of MOIs, which are small groups that meet together once a week for 10 weeks to practice either walking together, explore purpose, or have a plant slant potluck. We've had almost 1,000 volunteers. We know that when people get together and volunteer alongside each other around something that they feel is a positive impact on the community, that can actually add years to people's lives. We've had over 7,000 people engage with the project. We've had almost 5,000 people take a personal pledge for well-being, meaning they're making a pledge to themselves to improve their well-being by implementing some specific well-being best practices. We've had over 600 people take a purpose workshop where they're actually exploring what their unique passions, values are, and how those come together to create their purpose. And then we've had new policies passed in all three of our policy areas: food policy, where we work to improve access to healthy food and nutrition education; tobacco policy, where we're supporting people and places in going smoke-free; and built environment, where we make it safe and enjoyable to move about and spend time outdoors. And after all of this, and in a very short period of time, due to tremendous work to the team and the community again and our partners, we're eligible to become a Blue Zones certified community. So the same thing that those organizations can do in becoming Blue Zones project approved, we as an entire community are eligible to be a certified community. So we hope to be able to share some favorable news about that in the next few weeks. And we'll be hosting a celebration if all goes well.
So is this something then, kind of a series of paperwork that you've got to do to kind of demonstrate here's what's going on and why that might work?
Yeah, exactly, Kyle. And it's been interesting because we've had this quiet time a little bit with COVID, right? And so we've been kind of doing the bean counting. We've done all this work over the last 3 years. Now let's pull together executive summaries, look at all the stories that we've shared, look at our metrics. And we've been really proud of what we've been able to see, and I actually can kind of submit that to the Blue Zones Project Central team and say, hey, we think we're ready to be certified. And now they're reviewing that, and we hope to hear any day now about that good news.
All right, back with more on Blue Zones to start the new year on Inside Douglas County, the interview podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio 1240, KQEN. Douglas County, 1248. Lars Larson coming at 1. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. First program of 2021, talking about health, fitness, and more with Juliet Planchess of Blue Zones Project Umpqua. You've kind of laid out what it is if people weren't familiar. How do people get connected? And obviously, a lot of what you're doing right now is a little different, like everything else.
Dr. Chris Wiley and the library staff, they're going to speak about books they're reading and are published after 2020. So be prepared to have your reading list grow. Grab your favorite snack, a notepad, and meet us up there at 5:30 on Tuesday, January 12th for a Facebook Live. We've got a virtual cultural fair in honor of MLK Day. This is on Sunday, January 17th at 1 p.m. Come to experience different cultural displays from residents in the form of dance, music, short stories, and more. Right here in Douglas County, we're going to have, of course, lots of games and prizes for those to attend. If you personally are interested in sharing something about your cultural identity, get in touch with us. You can register. The registration link is on our UC Veg and Blue Zones Project Facebook page. So feel free to share the event and recommend potential presenters. We're looking forward to celebrate MLK Day through that event. Then we've got our lifestyle and nutrition course. This is in partnership with UC Veg, and we're one of several proud sponsors for this event. That starts this Thursday, January 7th. So register today for that. That's a 13-week disease prevention reversal course. We've got 145 people registered as of today. So that starts this Thursday, January 7th. That's a lifestyle nutrition course. And then we've got a virtual shopping tour January 25th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. So this is an opportunity for people to go through the grocery store virtually, find yourself passing by fruits and vegetables and grains, maybe over and over again, that you haven't been able to explore. So learn about these treasures, the foods hold, how to unlock them, how to create creative recipes. This is a fun and interactive class where participants new or experienced are bound to learn something new. So you're invited to participate in that. You can RSVP with Blue Zones Project. You'll find that on our Facebook page as well. We've got a garden workshop, prepping your spring garden. Believe it or not, it is not too soon to get prepared for your spring garden. So on Saturday, January 30th at noon, you are invited to attend this virtual workshop. Garden beds are also available at the new Gateway Garden next to the Roseburg Senior Center. So if you're thinking, hey, I would like to garden, but I don't have any space to do so, well, we've got you covered there. And with community partners, Blue Zones Project has just opened a new community garden, the Gateway Garden, right next to the Roseburg Senior Center. So check that out. We also have been striving to look for ways to support local businesses during the pandemic and beyond, of course. And so we partnered with downtown businesses to create a downtown passport. And three lucky winners were just selected. You can watch that Facebook Live video on Facebook. And there will be another one coming up. So stay tuned for details. You can watch the Blue Zones Project Facebook page to learn more about the downtown passport and how to support local businesses. And then if you're thinking, well, hey, this all sounds great, but I need to get outside, I need to get moving, well, we are so proud that one of our built environment policies is to provide some more wayfinding signs around our beautiful existing trails. So we have two new wayfinding signs on the Umpqua River Trail. You can start at the train at the Stewart Park over there by the new pavilion along the river, or you can go over to the Duck Pond just west of Fred Meyer, and it's 1,700 steps between the two of those. those, or you can do the whole loop through the Frisbee Golf Park and along Garden Valley. We just finished partnering with some community organizations on the Frosty 5K, just looking for ways to people to get out moving, right? So we're not stuck in our homes all day. And then, hey, there's some more other things coming up soon that are still in development. We've got purpose workshops coming up for you. You can look out for those on our Facebook page. We're going to be doing some geocaching in February to drive people to some new fun locations and get them out moving. Lots of things for you. And if, you know, you didn't catch all of that, go onto our Facebook page and you can learn more. You can contact us at bzpumqua@gmail.com or go on to Blue Zones Project Umpqua on our Facebook page to find out about all of those and those details.
So those wayfinding signs, it's interesting. I have looked at the one at Stewart Park. I haven't looked at the one over by the Duck Pond yet. Are they different or are they the same?
No, they're pretty much the same. And then they're just, you know, we have this existing beautiful trail system throughout our community, but sometimes people don't know where they lead, so they're not as likely to follow them. But now you can see where you're going, the distance between them, what the different options are. So you look forward to people utilizing those more. And I can say personally, I've been out on that trail quite a bit because it's pretty close to my house and it is pretty populated. I'm really excited to see more walkers and bikers out there, even in this not ideal weather.
Well, I know that sometimes, especially if people are newer, but even folks that have been here for a long time, a number of years ago, there was less signage in some of the park areas. And actually, somebody asked me about that, and they'd lived here for years, and they didn't know why there was a big field at Stewart Parkway and Garden Valley. They didn't realize that it was tied to the Duck Pond.
Yeah.
They just thought somebody hadn't built anything there yet.
Right.
and that conversation actually later up the road led to some signage and some things going on. And so probably it's a good idea to explain things to people a little better sometimes.
Yeah, I think so, Kyle. We really want to get people out moving. And the more people move, the more safe people feel out there. And so that is actually a really beautiful location that you just mentioned. I don't know how heavily trafficked it is, but we've done cleanups out there. We actually have adopted that trail and used to do quarterly cleanups, and we'll be resuming those as soon as we're able to again. But yeah, lots of opportunities for people to get out moving, even in this season.
And for a community this size, one of the things we have with Stewart Park and then the VA and the golf course area and all of that is this wide open space right in the middle of town. I mean, it's, you know, if you actually look at it on a map, it's a huge area for the size of this community.
It is. And interestingly, you can actually get sometimes to places more directly through those trail and bike paths than you can if you go around that big loop in your car. So check those out. That's called the Umpqua River Trail now, recently branded. And yeah, it's a really beautiful asset that we have in our community right along the river.
And I know there's a lot of things going on behind the scenes now and some future park development and different things like that. A lot of things have really kind of gotten slowed down, you know, process-wise now, just because of all the COVID things and the fact that some resources need to get diverted in that direction that would normally be doing other things. But there still seems like a lot of work from the county and the city of Roseburg and other communities, Sutherland, et cetera, to add more of those areas and sort of showcase these areas both for residents and for tourists.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess that's worth mentioning is that all of our teammates are focusing on different projects that may not come to the public until, you know, they're complete. So Jessica Hand, our executive director, she is rocking it on policy in our three policy areas. John Demoff, our director of strategic partnerships, he's working with our places, right? All of those organizations. And then I work with our people. So we call those our three pillars: policy, people, and places. And then, of course, just a quick shout out to our United Communities AmeriCorps member, Nico Padgett, who's our health educator, who's just out also providing volunteer opportunities. We just did an awesome bridge cleanup for that little pedestrian bridge that's under I-5 next to Umpqua, next to the the baseball fields over there, Gaddis Park.
Right.
Yeah, and as you cross under, so it's kind of a cool spot. We just did a big graffiti removal and cleanup there, and he's doing wonderful things to help engage people throughout this time and provide them opportunities to volunteer and continue to incorporate those well-being best practices. So just really proud of what our team is doing along with community partners.
So if people want to connect with you, you've got about 20 seconds left. How do they get connected with Blue Zones?
bzpumqua@gmail.com or go on and like and follow the Facebook page, Blue Zones Project Umpqua. Normally, I'd invite you to swing by our office, but we're still closed to the public. So we look forward to having you over as soon as we can.
All right, Juliet Planchez from Blue Zone's Project Umpqua. Thanks for coming in this afternoon.
Thanks, Kyle.
1248 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.